Hospitals around the country are running low on personal protective equipment, or PPE, like masks, gloves, and goggles. The looming shortage puts healthcare workers in danger as they treat the influx of COVID-19 patients. Columbus-based research institute Battelle is the first to get FDA approval on a new technology that cleans PPE so it can be reused. WOSU's Paige Flager has an exclusive look inside.
Several large metal shipping containers are lined up in a warehouse on Columbus's west side under a large American flag. Their doors are ajar, and workers stream in and out, power tools buzzing. These are no ordinary shipping containers. They represent a scientific breakthrough in the fight against COVID-19.
So we're looking at the Battelle Critical Care decontamination system that we've developed to be able to decontaminate PPE for healthcare workers on the front line.
Will Richter is Battelle's lead researcher on the Critical Care Decontamination System. The unit is the first of its kind, capable of cleaning up to 80,000 pieces of PPE at a time. Battelle's system was designed to be modular, so it can be easily shipped and scaled up. The more units in one area, the more rapidly they'll be able to clean mass amounts of PPE and get them back to the hospitals that desperately need them. Battelle's Greg Kimmel took Richter's science and worked with a team of engineers to build the units in just 1 week.
So we basically built a portable biolab that can be dropped anywhere and completely self-contained. So all you need to do is run power to it, and everything else it can just do on its own.
Here's how the system works. Hospitals will gather used PPE and send it to the closest decontamination machine. From there, a team of Battelle scientists will put on protective gear and step inside the container. The first chamber is an airlock, and the inner chamber sucks contaminated air through multiple HEPA filters and spits it out through a vent in the back. The scientists will lay out used N95 masks on metal racks lining the walls. Other forms of PPE, like goggles, can be hung on metal rods.
So you can see we're just trying to maximize the amount of PPE that we can fit in here. We have shelving, you know, lining both sides of the walls, wire mesh to allow for good airflow.
Once the unit is full, the scientists will exit the main chamber into the airlock. They'll spray themselves with ethanol to ensure they aren't contaminated before exiting the container and sealing it tightly. Then they begin the PPE decontamination process, which uses vaporized hydrogen peroxide.
We inject the vapor at the rear of the chamber. And then the fans, you know, ensure a homogeneous distribution.
Richter points to fans mounted in the upper corners of the unit.
We then have plumbing running to the front, so it has to travel the entire length of that chamber before it returns and recycles back to the generator.
The entire process takes 12 hours, Richter says, from loading the unit, running the decontamination, letting it aerate, then packing up the cleaned PPE to send back to the hospitals they came from. Thanks to this technology, one mask could be reused up to 20 times. In the warehouse, Richter watches a forklift load one of the containers onto a truck bed.
It's been a crazy 2 weeks, right? We've been working around the clock, trying to get this spun up. So, yeah, I mean, we just want the healthcare workers to have what they need. You know, I don't want to have any healthcare worker without PPE facing that choice, having to go in that room. So, yeah, it feels good.
Two of the decontamination systems will stay in central Ohio. Others are bound for New York City, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. Battelle is working with health officials to send the units where they're needed most. They're paying for the science out of their own pocket, hoping to protect the most vital weapon in the fight against coronavirus, healthcare workers. Paige Flager, WOSU News.